How did Dorvan manage this without a data pad? Marveled Lando as they kept taking turn after turn.
Man's a bureaucrat, Han said. They like details like this.
He might be a force sensitive and not know it, quipped Zek. Take something extra not to get lost here.
Speaking of which, he slowed, frowning.
I don't think this is the way we came. I think we should have gone left back there.
Numbers were wrong, Han said. It was this way.
Zek followed, but his frown deepened, and Leia sensed he was not at all certain Han was right.
Honey, are you sure? She said to her husband. It's difficult not to get lost here.
Numbers are starting to go up, Han said. We're on the right track.
Go up? Asked Lando, coming to a full halt. And we were only looking for the 40s.
No, Dorvan said 418,
Han said impatiently. Leia looked at the numbers. They had been descending stairs at every opportunity, and the numbers had gone from single digits to the 300s. Her stomach sank.
Han, she said, Dorvan said 41A, not 418.
No, he didn't.
Han paused. He stiffened and turned around with an almost comical look of mixed hope and defiance.
Did he?
I'm afraid he did, pal, Lando said wearily. And I think I may be getting too old to climb up all those flights of stairs again.
Han closed his eyes miserably. Leia touched his arm gently.
It's okay, buddy, Lando said, trying to sound bluff. No one knows we're even in here, and they sure won't be able to find out how to get in from the outside. The doors just vanish. We could take our time, take a break, then...
No,
Leia said suddenly. Her eyes met Zek's, and he nodded.
We can't. Someone's following us.
Bloa,
swore Han.
This is my fault.
That's a first, said Lando.
But Leia waved him to silence.
Hang on,
she said. She force-leapt up the stairs the way they had come, unfastening her hair as she did so. Landing lightly, she chose a door at random and dropped the barrette in front of it. Her hair would be in her face for a bit, but their pursuers would head off in the wrong direction, for at least a while. She dropped back down.
I've laid a false trail, she said. Pick a door and let's go.
But we don't know, began Lando.
She's right, Han said. Anything's better than this. Besides, I'm sick of stairs.
He went to the nearest door, pushed it open, and they all rushed out. Into the Undercity. Leia and Han had watched the segment on the Perry Needmo News Hour. They had seen how the place had fallen even farther into violence and chaos. But the News Hour vid crew had failed to capture the enormity of the sudden spurts of plant growth. They were everywhere. Every ramshackle building was nearly choked by the living green carpet. Vines seemed to be moving almost of their own accord, but Leia could see that there were gangs moving through the growth. The place was so strong with fear, despair, and an almost unnatural sense of malice that she had to quickly shield herself from it in the Force.
Lovely, Zek said. So nice to see healthy growing things.
Hey, I'd rather fight my way out than be hunted, said Han.
I've got a lightsaber, Zek said.
I've got the Force, Leia said.
And we've got blasters, Han said. Let's go.